Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the Fanatic at 5. I'm Jamie Lynch. And with me, as always now, is Bob Cooney. And we have Sam Wilson behind the glass producing the show this morning. Have a nice weekend, Bob.
I had a great, restful weekend. How about you, Jamie?
You know, it's funny. I really kind of look forward to Eagles-free Sundays. Now, I gave you a homework assignment last week. Did you follow through?
I don't know. What was it?
To watch the Red Zone.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I did. It was funny. 1 o'clock yesterday, I was home alone, kind of, sort of. I think there were kids dispersed in their rooms, whatever. But I had control of the TV, so I started with Pittsburgh-Cincinnati because I had fantasy implications there. And then I thought, nah, let me watch Washington because you got to see the divisional opponent. So I watched that for a little bit. And I couldn't get a feel for either game, so I said, let me do what Jamie Lynch told me to do. So I flooded myself with some Red Zone. I did. And then I went out and met up with my buddy Rock, and the Red Zone was gone. We just watched a whole bunch of different games. But
I miss the Red Zone. When you do go out to a bar or restaurant or whatever, I miss the constant action.
As I'm sitting there watching Red Zone yesterday, all I envisioned was you, pair of shorts, blanket over you, laying on the couch and just loving on.
I busted out for the first time yesterday, Bob, sweatpants.
Wow. Sweatpants?
No. We went from 90 degrees last Wednesday or Tuesday or whatever to full on, like, deep fall weather over the weekend.
Yeah, we did. Kind of chilly.
And it's pretty cool when spring and fall just kind of disappear into extended summer and winters.
Well, it's funny. We go straight here in the Northeast in the Philadelphia area. We go straight from running the air conditioner to turning on the heat.
Yeah, I literally had the air conditioner on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we didn't put the heat on, but the house was naturally at 67, so I threw on some sweatpants. I didn't get home until like 3:30. So
mine yesterday?
Yeah, so my appointment with Scott on the couch at 1 was a little late.
I bet he was disappointed.
He probably was, but you know, these are things we work through together as friends. Okay. But yeah, it was great. The finishes of the 1 o'clock games were pretty wild. The Bears Dolphins game was nuts. Yep. That ended up going to overtime. It's now 6 consecutive weeks of the NFL season that a game has gone to overtime. That's weird, isn't it?
Well, you look at the standings. Look at the NFC standings. There just seems to be a lot of parity. You
know,
I think you have 6 or 7 teams with 3-2 or 3-3 records in the NFC. So you have, you know, the Rams obviously are out there at 6-0, and then you have the Saints at 4-1. Everybody else, there's a lot. Jamie, if I counted correctly, 6 or 7 teams that have 3 wins.
Yeah, it's smack dab right in the middle of mediocrity. Unfortunately, the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars could not do the Eagles any favors yesterday.
Boy, they looked horrible.
I mean, the Jaguars looked like roadkill yesterday.
What happened to that vaunted defense?
Well, I'll have to find it. Jalen Ramsey was asked after the game. You know, he's one to you know, not back off of comments and this and that. And he was a baby in his press conference last night.
Well, I didn't hear his cuts.
He got asked like 15 different questions, and it was just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this was the team that was going to take over the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
This was the team that you said their defense is so good, even with Blake Bortles, the quarterback, you'll be all right. Now, Fournette not being there hurts an awful lot, obviously, but my God, they just got totally manhandled. And now this NFC East, which we were like, the Eagles are so much better than everybody. To use a phrase of yours, is Washington sneaky good?
They are.
Or Alex Smith just doing Alex Smith stuff.
Well, yeah, that's my theory with Alex Smith is he's always good until the weather turns.
Right.
And then I don't know if he's got little baby hands or what, but he clams up in the cold. So he's got to prove it to me come November. I'll believe it then when I see it. But Dak Prescott yesterday, you know, they put up a 40 spot. He still had less than 200 yards passing. 183 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Good game for him. Ezekiel Elliott had a nice game, over 100 yards, touchdown. But Dak had 82 yards on the ground and a rushing touchdown as well. So, I mean, I guess you got to give him credit. It's a good game. Anytime you put up 40 points, you'll take it.
But he managed the game.
Yeah.
But everybody got mad at us a couple years ago when we were saying, you know, well, he can manage games. Yeah. Oh, no, he's not a game manager. He's a game changer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't say, you know, nice game. But now the Eagles have the Jaguars in 2 weeks and the Panthers next week, coming off the Redskins' loss for the Panthers. And I don't know if he caught the final drive of that game, but man, Cam Newton looked like hot garbage.
I did see it, and he couldn't find anybody.
Oh,
yeah, he didn't look good.
He looked horrible. So does that change your outlook for the next 2 weeks for the Eagles?
No, because I don't think they're...
you don't think you'll get as bad a performance from either?
That, and I don't think the Eagles, in my mind, have gotten to a spot where I can take anything for granted yet. Yeah, good win against the Giants, real good win. They took a lot out of it. All three phases of the team played really well. But in my mind, I'm not saying, you know, we don't know yet, but, you know, okay, they had a good performance against a really bad team. I don't think Carolina's a really bad team, and I don't think Jacksonville, despite yesterday, is a really bad team. So, I make me feel better. I guess, a little bit, but, you know, my sole focus is still on the Eagles.
Yeah.
You feel tons better?
No. I was hoping one of those two teams would lose. I mean, the division is all right there. The Redskins are in first place, but they've had the bye. They're 3-2, but you're tied with the Cowboys at 3-3, at 500, right in the middle, right in the middle of the division. No separation yet. I think they're going to handle Carolina, is my first gut thought.
Yeah, the fact that they're home makes you feel better. I mean, anytime the Eagles play at home, you feel good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do feel a little bit better about the Jaguars game.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. Yesterday made me feel better about the...
Yeah.
The Carolina, Cam Newton, I think the Eagles kind of own him a little bit.
They do. I want to say they've won their last two or three at least versus him.
Yeah, and every time he plays against him, he just looks very mean. I remember like 2 years ago on Monday Night Football.
He came in
with
the broken ribs, and he just looked like he saw a ghost.
Yeah. And then last year, tough game. You know, Carolina always has that tough defense.
If Kuechly got the concussion.
If Kuechly keeps playing, that's an even tougher game. And watching him yesterday, even though they got lit up a little bit, I mean, he's just so much fun to watch. I love watching Kuechly play. And another thing, how about Carolina fans traveling a little bit? Kuechly made a nice tackle, and they were all over it. But I feel okay about Carolina this week. You never know. It's a crapshoot. You're going to London. Jacksonville's used to it a little bit. Yeah. Eagles probably
aren't.
But Blake
Bortles stinks.
He's very bad. Now, is Fournette back against the Eagles, although their rush defense is so good? I don't know. I'll tell you what. Just the NFL, James, is just so weird anymore. You know, things you expect just aren't happening. These scores are coming out of nowhere. Dallas putting up 40 yesterday. I mean, come on. It was
the best record in the league is the Chiefs at 5-1, and they lost last night.
They got up 43 points.
Yeah. Them and the Patriots. The over-under last night on that game was 58.5.
Well, which is a high number.
Which is absurdly high.
Right.
And my buddy texted me, and I go, yeah, still take the over.
Yeah.
And he did. So, you know, 83 points in that game last night.
Patrick Mahomes is so much fun to watch.
He's unbelievable. But Andy Reid, up to Andy Reid things, not going for 2 points when he should have.
Yeah, down two. Yeah.
Why does he have those mental blocks?
I don't know.
How do you spend your life in football and not realize this stuff?
It was awfully strange.
Like, it's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a strange guy. You know,
everybody has their little quirks, but as a coach, as a player, you try to improve on what you're not very good at. He has not done that in that area.
And Doug Peterson, I think the great thing about him is he realized Reed's shortcomings and was aggressive to not do them.
Right.
You know, going for it on fourth and shorts, going for 2-point conversions, always pressing the envelope. So I think he learned a lot from Reed's negatives.
Yeah. Yeah, from his shortcomings.
Yeah.
That's what you
want
to do.
That's exactly what you want.
That's nice what you can do as a coordinator, as an assistant. You can sit back, you hear the coach take all the heat, and you can kind of absorb it and make notes for yourself. Hey, if I'm a head coach, this is what I got to watch out. Look, we can sit on our couches and watch a game, and the game is so slowed down to us because that's, you know, we're just watching on TV. When you're in the heat of the moment, obviously it's going 1,000 miles an hour. The great coaches are the ones that can be able to slow it down, figure out in the moment strategy.
That's not his greatest ability right now. So, you know, big week ahead for the Birds with the Panthers. They're coming in a little wounded, but you got to take care of business at home, and we'll see. I didn't even look what that opening line is. Do you have a guess? I'll pull it up live on the air right here.
Okay, I did not look either. I will say Eagles 4.5.
That sounds about right, I think, Bob.
Okay, and now you're going to call it up and find out.
Week 7. According to the Action Sports Network, the Eagles are -3.5, but it did open at 4.5.
Wow, it's already lost a point, huh?
According to the Action Sports Network. 51% of the public, and that's nothing right now.
No,
who the hell's putting in bets?
Yeah, not yet.
5:10 on Monday morning for the following week. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head. 4.5 it opened at. It's 3.5 now.
I'm confident. Starting right now, I'm confident this Sunday coming up. I like the days off. They need some rest. Now we got some news. Jason Peters looks like he's going to be out for a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a big V game.
It's a big
Most
V game,
likely.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't have any word on Lane Johnson this week. You know, hopefully that ankle just stays up, gets the swelling down. He gets a little bit more mobility on it, and hopefully he's in there because, man, you go into a game without Lane Johnson and Jason Peters.
That's not good.
That's tough, James.
Yeah. So, of course, when any trade rumor in the league comes up anymore, Bob, Eagles Twitter and Eagles fans lose their minds a little bit.
Sure they do.
So the two names that popped up this weekend, one I think is realistic, one I think is ridiculous. And those two names, one is Patrick Peterson, the defensive back from the Arizona Cardinals. Apparently they're taking offers on, because why wouldn't you? Yeah, I mean, you got to blow it up there, and you might as well get some assets for one of your best pieces. And the other is Amari Cooper, the wide receiver, University of Alabama product. I want to say this is his fourth year in the league. If not third. And, you know, John Gruden and the Raiders are an absolute mess. I think he went out yesterday with a concussion in the game.
Yeah, he did.
But I think he had one target before he left the game. He's just not getting used properly out there this year. I think 2 years ago he was brilliant. Last year, kind of a dip a little bit. But that probably had a lot to do with Derek Carr having a dip. So Cooper, I think, is a realistic one. Patrick Peterson. I sounded like Mike Tyson there. Patrick Peterson. Patrick Peterson, I find to be not realistic at all. But didn't stop Eagles fans from yearning.
Yeah, well, a premier shutdown corner. He's only 28 years old. You know, that's where you're struggling.
Yeah,
you have some injuries.
You have a lot of talent at the position. That's why I just don't see it.
You do, but you can always upgrade. I mean, Patrick Peterson's an upgrade.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, so
he'd be your best cornerback here.
Yeah, for the next 3-4 years.
But he's also going to cost you probably a first-round pick or a second-round pick.
Would you take a shutdown corner with a first-round pick and a second-round pick? I don't know what it'll cost. I don't know. I didn't dive into it. I saw the name. You think it'll be too high?
Yeah.
Amari Cooper interests me a lot. A lot.
That's going to cost you, too.
It'll cost you a little bit, yeah.
My guess is
second.
Yeah, maybe a second.
Maybe you can get him with a third. I doubt it, but
like a second and fifth type of thing.
24 years old. My God, watching that kid in college was so much fun. And as you said, a couple years ago, you know, he was tearing. He looked like he was going to be one of the premier receivers in the league. Now, the concussion thing's a little concerning. He got one last year, and now he just suffered one again yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's concerning. You know, we're such a reactive town to say that after a week that Howie hasn't done anything. Oh, I don't think he's going to do anything. I'm still thinking something's going to happen.
Yeah, I think wide receiver is actually more pressing of a need than running back.
Yeah, if the running backs can stay healthy, obviously. Corey Clement, I do believe, can be a number one. I do.
He told Howie, don't go get anyone.
Right.
We're
and
good.
If Wendell Smallwood keeps playing the way he's playing,
and Sproles should be back this weekend.
We should get Sproles back. You know, Sproles we need to keep out of our sight lines until he comes back, until we see him on the field, because that's just been a tease for so long now, you know?
Yeah.
I said it before the season started, a healthy Darren Sproles, my God, he could help this team tremendously.
So let's just say, you know, here in our own war room where we're making up trade values. But I feel like we have a pretty good grasp on NFL value and all that. Let's say that the Raiders say, All right, give us one of your two second round picks and a future, fifth.
I'm thinking, yeah.
You would do that?
I think a second and a fifth, I would do it, yes.
I probably would, too.
Yeah.
But there's a guy I have my eyes on who I think is cheaper and would help this team in exactly the way they needed. And this is not nostalgic Jamie Eagles fanboy bringing this up. But if the Tampa Bay Bucks continue to lose, DeSean Jackson has a lot of appeal to me.
Yeah, I mean, you need
Jameis
that
Winston
speed.
Stinks.
You need that speedy receiver.
He's exactly what this offense needs.
So, okay, what would Tampa ask for him?
I think I got to look at his contract. I'm pretty sure they can walk away from him after this year and not take a cap hit, but I'm pretty sure he's owed like 9 or 10 over the next 2 years.
I thought it was 10. I thought we talked about this
last
week.
I think there's no dead number on it for them next year, so they're pretty much most likely going to just walk away from him. So he had signed in 2017 a 3-year, $35 million contract. The deal contains $20 million guaranteed, which was basically this year and last year. Tampa Bay can walk away from him after this year if they want. And with Chris Godwin's emergence and having Mike Evans, it's kind of, and a quarterback that stinks, it's kind of easy to make that decision.
Well, yeah. Are they looking at it as a quarterback that stinks, or are they looking at it as a quarterback that we need to surround with talent?
Maybe.
What kind of a contract is DeSean Jackson going to get at 31 years old? And
he'll probably be good doing the year-to-year thing at that point.
Right, exactly.
Maybe he'll get a 2-3 year deal somewhere, but I doubt it.
You know, his words after Tampa beat the Eagles was, you know, he's not real happy with the organization still. It wasn't a Chip Kelly thing. He kind of called out the organization.
Yeah. Organization.
So I don't know if he'll have a want to come back here. Obviously, money talks. I don't know what the Eagles will be able to
afford. Carson Wentz is a lot more appealing than Jameis Winston.
Oh, no question. But, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of teams around the league.
Yeah.
He's 31. He's going to look to get his money.
Yeah, I just think he'll be a cheap alternative for exactly what you need.
All right.
Regardless. Did you see the end of the play yesterday in Tampa Bay?
The end of the game. Oh, the end of the game with all the laterals.
Where DeSean almost had a shot at it.
Yeah, and went off his hands. Yeah.
Oh, he was pissed. He kicked the pylon and stormed off the field.
Yeah.
That would have been one of the craziest NFL plays ever.
Yeah.
Had they completed it.
In a crazy NFL year.
Yeah.
Hey, this one is just, it just has that weird feeling to
it. It's totally up for grabs. You know, I think the Rams probably are your best. I would say Rams and Chiefs are your best teams after the weeks.
I think the Rams, by far in the NFC, are your best team.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Rams are 6-0. I said earlier the Chiefs had the best record.
Right. I thought you were talking AFC when you said that I think the Rams are by far your best team in the NFC.
Todd Gurley went off yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He's a freak.
They just have so many weapons.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp,
he got injured.
Yeah, I think he came
on my
back,
fantasy team,
but he got horse collar tackled.
Yeah, he came back. He did come back, and he was just coming back from a concussion, and then he did this with the knee. I hate to wish this on anybody, but that might be anybody's best hope of coming out of the NFC is if they get a rash of injuries. Now, Talib is still out, which hurts them a little bit, but they're a good team, Jake.
Yeah.
They have so many offensive weapons. You know, they played a game yesterday in just bitter cold, and you're not used to that yet. And you go up to Denver, and that's
snow on the field already.
Yeah, yeah. So that's different. So you figured that they probably wouldn't put up a whole lot of points, and they have 23, but they're just good.
Yeah.
They're really, really good.
Bob, why are Philadelphia fans dressing up as other teams' fans and going everywhere and throwing beer at players?
How about that, huh? New England
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill gets beer thrown on at him and middle fingers in his face as he caught the game-tying touchdown last night. And then Phillies fans went up to Yankee Stadium and dressed up as Yankee fans and threw beer at Craig Kimbrell.
How about that? Almost hit him with a full can of beer.
I don't understand why Philadelphia fans continue to do this.
It's crazy.
It seems like a lot of money to spend to go get the other team's jersey, hat, ticket, travel expense, all that, just to throw a beer at somebody.
Are those incidents kind of lead ESPN at all?
No, I didn't.
I don't think
catch any of that. Maybe it'll come up. I see Tyrone and Camden on the line.
No, wait, before
and
we go there.
I can't even do it.
No, we're not going there.
It's too much for a Monday morning.
So you brought up baseball a little bit, okay? Both series tied at one apiece. You watch any baseball this weekend?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I watched a good bit of it.
Nice.
Yeah, I did. I watched a good bit of it. I love playoff baseball. But both series are tied at one apiece, Gene, okay? Game three in series that are tied one apiece, the team that wins game
three... Let me guess the number.
Wins the series. Guess how many percent of the time?
84%.
I thought you had this, dude. 69%.
Ah,
come on, James.
You teed me up.
I threw a softball and you missed it.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Apparently my brain's not in the gutters after only a cup of coffee.
Wow, you see a star is born and you're washed from gutterism, huh?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Mark apparently wanted a movie review, but yeah, I saw A Star is Born Friday night, and the women lose their damn minds over this movie.
Yeah, you all did, huh?
Look, I'm not. Since we're here in the trust tree and everything's fine, there was a point I got close.
All right, yeah.
I got close.
Did you well up a little bit?
No, I didn't, but it was close.
Wait a second. Close to crying is welling up.
Well,
what did you feel, the lump in the throat?
Yeah, the lump in the throat.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't.
It didn't come up to the tear ducts.
No, it never got to the tear ducts, but okay. I was like, oh, God, this is sad.
Did you take a big gulp of your soda?
Yeah, probably. But I had a female to my right crying. My wife was bawling her eyes out. Leaving the theater, every single woman was like wiping her eyes.
Wow.
It's a good movie. If you like music, you kind of have to really appreciate music a little bit to really, I think, enjoy it. Because Gaga's, I mean, she's amazing. And Bradley Cooper spent a lot of time with Willie Nelson's son, Luca Nelson, and Eddie Vedder. So he spent a lot of time preparing for the role, and you can tell he's pretty impressive.
He's pretty versatile. Our Bradley Cooper, who was an intern at the Philadelphia Daily News at one point.
Oh yeah?
Let's not forget.
Did you cross paths?
We did, but I don't remember it.
Yeah,
I mean, the year that he was there, I absolutely was there.
Yeah, I mean, not only is he incredibly good looking and dates supermodels, he, is a good actor. Now he's a good director, producer, seems to be a good dude. And
shame he's not talented.
Yeah, it's, you know, some people just don't get touched with talent in life, Bob.
No.
He's clearly one.
Two of them are sitting right here.
Yeah. Hey, 5 a.m. hours brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. I want to get into the Flyers. Lost a brutal one in brutal fashion Saturday night to the Vegas Golden Knights. And Bob, tomorrow, Sixers are back.
Yes, they are.
I can't wait.
Me neither. I'm really excited
Sixers,
for this
Celtics
season.
Celtics opening the season, national TV.
Yeah.
As Tom McGinnis would say. Oh, my drop screen is...
Ah, jeez. Let's get excited!
So we'll get into all that coming up next. You're listening to Fanatic at 5. He's Bob Cooney. I'm Jamie Lynch. Fanatic time, 5:23.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, want to celebrate Halloween early with Aaron's? This weekend, treat yourself to no payments until November when you start leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from top brands like Philips, LG, Samsung, and more. That's spooktacular. And with no credit needed and free delivery and setup from October 12th to 15th, come in store or go online. Celebrate Halloween early and treat yourself to no payments until November. Only at Aaron's. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Meet Anna. She's sleeping while wearing an Always Overnight pad.
I want to get a puppy.
When she's having a good night's sleep, she talks.
Wiggy, I'm a frog.
A lot. And she's sleeping really well.
You said you'd come to the green.
With up to a 75% larger back than regular ultra-thin pads, Always Overnights give you up to 10 hours of leak-free protection.
My name is Special, and you're a doc.
So you can get the sleep of your dreams. Always.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Naming a star is perfect for birthdays, romance, or memorializing a loved one. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, you'll receive this timeless gift. We'll record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. For over 40 years, we've named 3 million stars for royalties, celebrities, and individuals worldwide. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the ultimate gift.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
With the Capital One Quicksilver Card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Philly's official Flyer Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. I'm Jamie Lynch and with Bob Cooney. We got Sam Wilson producing this segment as we take you up until Farzetta and Trey in the morning. And we will talk to Sixers head coach Brett Brown at 8 a.m. today, Bob.
Yes, we will.
It's back.
I've never been so... anticipatory. I've never been so excited. I don't want to say excited.
So I put this in the email last night I sent to the show. I said, right. Is this the most exciting singular season for a team we've entered since the Four Aces? Outside of the Eagles. The Eagles are removed. Because Eagles are kind of their own stratosphere.
Yeah, the Four Aces was, that was cool because you just thought it was a given. Man, this team is going to roll.
Yeah, I mean, they were on the cover of SI.
Yeah.
People were going nuts. You know, spring training was sold out for weeks.
Yeah.
I think
Joe Bland was brought in on the side to me.
Yeah, Fat Joe.
Probably. Probably. I mean, you don't have the anticipation that you had with the four aces. I mean, that was like,
championship or bust.
That was just.
But
like,
I'm just
forget
talking
about
excitement.
No, I know. Yeah.
Not winning titles. Just
And how much of the excitement of it is that the rivalry is back? Is that it's the Celtics and the Sixers? Look, Toronto, yeah, with Kawhi Leonard, all that I understand, but this is going to be the Eastern Conference is going to be Sixers Celtics for a long, long time.
Yes.
And the fact that they're opening the season,
it's awesome.
National TV, they're the Christmas Day game.
Yeah,
you know, the featured day. Like, this is exactly where you wanted this process to go, and it's sitting there, it's ready to rock and roll. And I'm really, really excited to talk to Brett today and find out how.
Get excited!
There you go. Find out how he's
a gifted scorer
feeling going into Tuesday. You know, there's still a lot of questions that surround this.
Is the beard going to be gone?
Yeah, I believe it will be. If I'm a betting man, I would say that beard will be gone.
All right. If you're a betting man, Bob, the Celtics are -5.
Right, opening game, yeah. Opening game.
Well, they have they're a new look team. Right?
They are.
They got to incorporate Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving back into that.
Yeah.
You know, your guys like Scary Terry, Rozier are going to be relegated to lesser minutes in a bench role. And it's just a lot changes. Jason Tatum is an emerging star.
Right.
Horford, you know, they're talented as hell. But I feel like there might be a slight adjustment period. I'm not going to say they're going to lose, but there is something they got to.
Well, if you're a Celtics fan, you're thinking this is you're not saying but the way
no.
Because
I'm going, we're winning the title,
right? Because imagine if you're the Sixers and you went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year and you were missing two of your best players and they're coming back. So imagine the excitement that you're going. Hey, all you're thinking is, oh my God, this team is going to be so good because your secondary players became primary players and they played really well last year.
Your second unit's loaded,
exactly. So I don't think there's any buts in the Boston area. Here we have to. But it's a great opening night, and it's a challenge thrown at you right away, and I love that.
It's a shame. The second game is awesome too, but I don't think I'll be staying up for the 10:30 tip of Warriors Thunder.
I thought you were talking Sixers second game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a good game, too. We will, though. We'll watch some of it before we doze off and get our 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah. Joel Embiid is, I think, he's going to make a run at MVP of the league this year. I really believe that. And I think for that to happen, the Sixers just have to finish as one of the top two teams in the East, which is no easy task. But I think. And there's only been two guys to ever win MVP where their team didn't finish in the top two. So I think that's pretty. I think it was Russell Westbrook when he had the triple double year,
okay.
And I'm pretty sure Jordan did it in the mid '90s one of those years, or maybe it was earlier in his career before they were the top seed every year. So you know, a lot of people out there are saying Giannis, he's going to win MVP. Not unless the Bucks are going to be a top two team. Do you think the Sixers can be a top two team in the East?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the transition of things. Well, I think Toronto's in for a transitional period with Kawhi Leonard. He and Kyle Lowry, I don't know how that's going to play out. Not saying it's going to be great, not saying it's going to be bad. I just don't know. And Toronto doing what they did last year, getting the number one seed, but then ultimately, you know, falling to Cleveland. I just don't have confidence in their surrounding cast outside of, you know, it was DeRozan and Lowry last year. Now it's Leonard and Lowry.
Van Fleet doesn't give you.
No, I see what they have and I understand. But I just don't see it. And, you know, coming in with a new coach also.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about a transitional period. They're kind of having one up there. So I absolutely could see a scenario where it's Celtics, Sixers, Toronto.
Okay.
In the East. Yeah. I could see them being the top
Joel
two
Joel Embiid MVP odds at +1,800.
Yeah, you took that, huh?
Yeah.
Where did that fall on the list about? Like fifth or sixth?
So here's the order courtesy of BetDSI.com. LeBron James 1, Anthony Davis 2, Giannis Antetokounmpo 3, James Harden 4, Kawhi Leonard 5, Kevin Durant 6, Russell Westbrook 7, Joel Embiid 8. Steph Curry 9th, Kyrie Irving 10th.
Wow, he's up above Steph Curry.
Isn't that crazy?
That is
crazy. Well, because when you think about it, he's got a very good shot of winning all team first defense.
Right.
He's got a very good chance of being your starting center in the East on an all-star team.
Sure. I mean, I think that's a given.
And, you know, points-wise and all that, he's going to be right up there with the MVP, you know, neighborhood.
Yeah, he'll be in the 25 area. He'll probably be in the 12, 13 area of rebounds.
But outside of Anthony Davis, I don't think there's a guy, you know, Kawhi, if he's back to being Kawhi, we'll see what happens there. But, like, your Durants, your Hardens, your LeBrons, your Giannis's, they don't affect the game as much on the defensive side of the court as Joel does.
No, God, no.
Not even close.
No, not
even Anthony Davis does a little bit.
Yeah, Anthony Davis gets there. Kawhi Leonard gets you there.
If he's Kawhi defensively.
Yeah.
But that's why I think he's got a really good shot.
LeBron obviously does, but I don't know what they're going to be in the West. That could be like a 6-7 seed, yeah. Something like that.
So I saw a stat line. It was a Vegas line the other day on Markel Fultz's numbers for the year. Let me see where you lie on this. The average was 10.5 points a game, 5.5 assists a game, and 4.5 rebounds per game.
That sounds about okay to me.
Which one are you going over? Which one are you going under on?
All right, the 10.5 points.
I think that's a slight over.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to go like over 10.5?
I think he's like a 12.5 a game kind of guy. I'll go under. I'll go under the 10.5. The 5.5.
That's not going to sit well with fans if he's a 9.5 guy for the year.
5.5 assists? That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot.
It might have been 4.5.
Okay. If we're going 4.5 assists a game, I'll take the over.
Okay.
So you think 4.5 rebounds.
You think he's right around that 5 assists compared?
Yeah, 5 assists, about probably closer to 6 rebounds, I'm thinking, yeah.
Right. It's interesting to see.
It is, because this is going to be a team that has everybody's going to be crashing to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, they're just going to be running.
It's going to be, you grab a rebound, there's not going to be many outlets unless you're Joel Embiid. If you're Ben Simmons, if you're Dario Saric, if you're Markel Fultz, you're grabbing and going.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a dribble, maybe a pass out at that, but they're just going to look to grab and go.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's going to affect his, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he'll be hitting the boards a lot. Teams will pay attention to Simmons and Embiid on the boards also, yeah. So there could be some free balls there. And look, this kid's a really good athlete.
Well, yes.
This kid's a ball hawk. You know, he gets to the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So whether it be deflections, probably, rebounds, whatever it may be.
And
he'll
cost positioning to go get in a passing lane. You know
yes.
what I mean? He might expose himself a little bit occasionally, but he's also going to get you some big steals occasionally, too. Mike wants to join the show to talk about Andy Reid and his clock management. But Mike is from Shamokin.
Shamokin.
And every time I see Shamokin, I can't help but say it in Michael Jackson voice in my head. Shamokin! Like that.
Okay, good. For you.
I'm just sharing how weird I am here in the Trust Tree, Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
Shamokin!
All right, Mike. Why am I the beneficiary of that?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys?
How are you, Mike? Man?
Yeah, I got to say real quick. Not too bad. I got to say real quick. It's a totally different world up here compared to down there. I grew up in Delaware County. And
where is Shamokin?
Up here is not easy with no subways and trains, stuff like that.
Where is Shamokin?
Anyways, what's this now?
Where is Shamokin?
I'm up. It's about 45 minutes north of Pottsville, way the hell up. Like off 81.
Okay.
In that area.
All right, cool.
Anyway, so now I wanted to kind of bring up this weekend. I was kind of bummed out after what we saw Thursday night. I wanted to see, well, the heartbreaker Saturday with Penn State, and then Sunday with wanted to touch on, obviously, with Carolina losing was
yeah,
bad.
No
but
favors.
The Andy Reid thing. So the Andy Reid situation, I'm surprised you guys didn't touch on this. The clock management was horrible last night. And when they had that last drive with about, what was it, three minutes or so, maybe a little more than 2 minutes to go, he just decided to throw that 75-yard bomb. And I'm thinking, do you realize you're giving them over 2 minutes of time on the clock?
No, he doesn't think about that stuff.
I was just thinking that I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, the score at one point was shades of the Super Bowl. You know, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be great. You know, Kansas City's going to probably see if they can find a way to, hold them.
Yeah, and you never want to give Belichick the ball back with the game on the line and Tom Brady as his quarterback. Never.
No. And the way they couldn't stop them at all last night. So it was kind of like, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, Andy Reid's at least going to have some sense and learn over, you know, because of what happened in 04.
Yeah.
To at least get, you know, eat some clock. And then, you know, maybe score with under a minute, maybe.
Yeah.
If you could. But
you would think if he learned from his ways. And Mike, thanks for the call up there. Shemokin! I find it hard to say, like, okay, we need to score, but we're going to take our time doing it.
I know.
You got to score. You got to tie the game.
It's not an average team on the other side. It's Belichick and Brady.
And I don't know how many times when Reed was here, when the Eagles would score late in a game to take a lead or whatever it may be, how many times me, people that I work with would say, oh my God, they gave him too much time.
Yeah.
So I know where Mike's coming from.
Yeah, it's just Andy Reid never seems to learn from the mistakes of his past. He's, I guess that's stubbornness. I don't know, but it's...
inability to learn.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with the Chiefs this year. They're an interesting story in the NFL for sure. Patrick Mahomes is quite ridiculous.
He's studly.
Yeah. Bob Cooney, I'm Jamie Lynch. You're listening to Fanatic at 5. Fanatic time, 5:40.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Get to JCPenney's Super Saturday sale with night-to-day doorbusters from Friday 3 p.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. Shop select $12.99 sweaters for her, select $6.99 kids' long-sleeve graphic tees, and select $17.99 denim for him and her. Plus, get an extra 50% off already reduced final take clearance prices and an extra 20% off with coupon any way you pay. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon and clearance valid 10-11 to 10-13. Doorbusters valid 10-12 to 10-13. Select times only while supplies last. Coupon required. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Do you know how old your water heater is? Most water heaters only last about 10 years. And 70% of all water heaters get replaced in an emergency. That's not exactly convenient. What is convenient is that the Home Depot has the most advanced Rheem water heaters with the latest technology. If yours is about 10 years old, it's time for an upgrade. And time to get a Rheem water heater. Peace of mind included. Now that's convenient. Only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Naming a star is perfect for birthdays, romance, or memorializing a loved one. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, you'll receive this timeless gift. We will record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. For over 40 years, we've named 3 million stars for royalties, celebrities, and individuals worldwide. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the ultimate gift.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess. Their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah. But I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Let's go! For Zeta and Trey in the morning. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey coming up at 6 o'clock. Happy Monday, everyone out there. I'm Jamie Lynchin with Bob Cooney. We will also be coming up at 6 o'clock, but right now it's the Fanatic at 5 as we lead you up to the morning show. Tough one for Penn State. We were just talking about during the break. Tough one for Penn State on Saturday going down to Michigan State and Sparty.
Yeah, James Franklin's having trouble closing out games against better teams. And yeah, Michigan State isn't even a great team this year.
No, I think they lost the week before, didn't they, to somebody?
Yeah, they did. I forget who, but I was telling you that I was texting with one of my nephews who went to Penn State, diehard fan, and all I said was, you know, how long is the leash on James Franklin? And he must have sent me about 7,000 words about this state of affair with Penn State football. So obviously we know a lot of people have a lot of feelings about it. But that's hugely disappointing. I mean, you're 4-2 now. You thought you might have a shot at the playoffs, and tough losses to Ohio State and Michigan State.
Michigan State lost to Northwestern the week before.
Yeah, okay.
By 10.
And, you know, to lose both of those at home in late-game situations is when you had a chance to win. One, you had a chance to win with the ball. The other one, you couldn't stop. So, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, not great. And what did you learn from this weekend in the NFL, Bob?
A lot of parity, James. A lot of strange things, especially in the NFC. It seems like everybody's just kind of...
The
Rams are head and shoulders above. The Saints had a bye.
Yeah, I learned that the Rams have the one seed pretty much locked up.
Yeah, they do. They're good. That's a tough place to go and play on a cold day. Denver's not great this year, as we all know.
No, but they hang.
You got to go there and win a tough game, and that's what good teams do. Yeah. The Eagles did last year. It's what the Rams did yesterday.
Yeah, I learned that the Panthers and the Jaguars might not be as tough of games coming up as we once thought, and they certainly did us no favors yesterday with the Redskins and Cowboys both getting wins. Everybody in the NFC East treaded water except for the Giants, who are sinking quick. And do you think they make a move up there with Eli?
They have to. I don't see...
So Ben McAdoo was right?
It's probably going to come down to that, right? It's probably going to come.
He was
wrong in the way he handled it, but maybe he was right in the decision.
There's no easy way to handle that, right?
No, well, I mean, if you're I'm just all about, if you're upfront and honest, I mean, it shouldn't be that bad. You can take the heat if you're just, hey, listen, I talked to Eli. We're going to go in a different direction. We appreciate everything he's done, and if things don't work out, we hope he's still a part of this team. I mean, you know, once you do that, then the decision, if you make, is wrong, you get the heat, but not in the way of handling it.
I think didn't he have comments about Odell Beckham and his looming contract? Like, you know, he's got a...
Who did McAdoo?
Yeah, like, I think he, in hindsight, it's funny, like, GMs and coaches, a lot of times people are granted, you know, the hindsight being 2020 relook. Sometimes you go, that guy wasn't really crazy.
Well, look at the Phillies. I mean,
Edway and Ruben Amaro.
I mean, you know, okay, did they have to go? Was it time? Maybe, but then look at the benefits that you reaped after what they did years down the road.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a strange, strange world, this thing called sports, Jamie.
We hyper overreact a lot of times. But Robert in New Jersey has been hanging, wants to talk about possible Eagles trade options. What's going on, Robert?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind with the Eagles?
Well, this will probably never happen, but is this Brandon Graham's last contract year, right?
Correct. I think in the back of my mind, I don't know if Brandon Graham, I think this could be his last season as an Eagle.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and so why not get something for him? Why not trade him for Patrick Peterson?
Well, Peterson's under more contract control, so I don't think Brandon Graham does a lot for the Cardinals.
Draft pick two in the mix, but I just think that, or even maybe get Brandon Graham for Mary Cooper and another draft pick, and trading a couple more draft picks for Patrick Peterson.
I just don't know how much appeal Graham has to those two teams because they're rebuilding, not looking for kind of that expiring.
A 29-year-old who's going to demand money. I mean, that's kind of tough.
You're shipping a price tag along with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Okay, well,
It's a good thought, though. A player and a pick might be the type of thing that gets you done. I just don't know what player they can afford to get rid of right now.
Okay.
All right, Robert, have a great day, man. If it wasn't a team that was rebuilding, I think Brandon Graham would have some appeal to people. But
He's a guy that you bring in as that extra PR. We need one more piece here, and we can, you know, that's a team that's close to getting to the top that needs that extra piece to get there.
The Raiders and Cardinals are just going to be looking for draft.
They have to start rebuilding. And you just love it that John Gruden's struggling.
He's a disaster.
You don't like John Gruden a little bit.
No, I don't. I think he's incredibly overrated as a football coach. Let me ask you this right now. Is John Gruden's $100 million contract he signed with the Raiders the worst contract in sports?
Yeah, you threw that out. Well, you texted that to us, I think, last night. And it had me thinking it's got to be up there.
I don't think you can beat it.
I don't think so either.
$100 million for a coach?
Yeah. No,
I think it's guaranteed.
I was trying to think of players that signed.
What the hell were they thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all. And, you know, I don't know if the Raiders...
talent evaluators out there. Go look at his draft history with the Bucks and the Raiders. It's hot garbage.
And it wasn't like he was brought in to, all right, you know it's going to be a couple bad years for the Raiders. He'll come in, you rebuild, you restock,
and
you go.
Khalil Mack and Carr and Cooper. Thought there was some potential there.
Yeah, you know, Marshawn Lynch, although on the back end of his career, they thought that, you know, they could get a couple of decent years out of him.
He performs.
Yeah, so... That is horrible. Paid for a name more than you paid for a guy.
That's all it was. You paid for a name to resexify your team to your new base in Vegas.
That's one of your top 10 words that you like to use.
Sexy.
Resexify.
Resexify?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all they were trying to do.
In your wheelhouse.
It's just, what an atrocious, like, if I'm Khalil Mack, I'm sitting there going, you wouldn't pay me, but you gave $100 million to that idiot?
What kind of laugh do you think Khalil Mack has when he's just hanging around and watching a Raiders game and all of a sudden he just... Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Khalil's laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, seriously, what were they thinking?
I don't know. The dumpster fire and you're just... You're like mired in mediocrity right now because you just don't know where to go. Are you a couple pieces away? Do you break it down? You're in that such uncomfortable spot that the Sixers were mired in for many years where it's like, well, I don't know. Are you just like a free agent away from being good or do you have to break it all down and tear it up? And the Raiders look like they're more of that tear it up right now.
Yeah. I was trying to look up Doug Peterson's contract extension real quick just to compare it to. But let's say, I don't even think this is right, but let's say Doug's making $5.5-6 million per. I'm just guessing off the top of my head because I wasn't able to look it up.
Yeah.
He's a Super Bowl winning coach.
How many years did Gruden? How many years did Gruden sign for?
$100 million.
Was it a 10-year deal?
I think it was 10-year. I think it's $10 million per.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's a good gig.
The Davises are just dopes.
It was probably just a small upgrade in salary from what he was getting at ESPN, too.
He was the ESPN's highest paid employee. I think he was making 7.5 there per year.
Yeah.
So he's, 10-year contract, longest coaching deal in NFL history, $100 million. Jeez. What a disaster.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Oakland Raiders.
That's just brutal. Coming up, Mike, Lou, Sam, don't go anywhere. We'll get you right up with Mark and Trey at the top of the hour. Appreciate you guys calling the Fanatic at 5. But we are unfortunately up against it. Sam Wilson, thanks for producing today. For Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch, thank you for tuning in.
Jamie, don't forget, teams in Major League Baseball, when the series is 1-1, the team that wins the third game wins the series how many?
69% of the time.
There you go.
It's good work by you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fanatic at 5. We got Brett Brown coming up at 8 a.m. today. Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation is going to join the show at 9. And we'll dive into the Eagles and what the next 2 weeks means for them. And are they a little bit easier than we thought they were, you know, 2 weeks ago? We'll see. We'll dive into that with Mark and Trey. Thanks for listening to Fanatic at 5. Fanatic time is 5:55.